بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, we have been discussing from last night about the process of Islamization, what you may refer to as the process of transformation of a society, which was the mission which Imam Hussein set about. And we discussed that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Kullu yawmin Ashura, kullu ardin Karbala." Every day is Ashura and every place is Karbala. So that we have a responsibility, just as if we have Ashura every day and if we have Karbala in every place. And we mentioned that Imam Hussein's call on the day of Ashura, "Hal min Nasirin Yansuruna," is a call that travels through the ages and through all places and reaches us, and therefore places on us a binding responsibility. To support the cause of Imam Hussein. And this leads us to delve into what is the cause of Imam Hussein. And we looked at the hadith in which Imam Hussein mentioned that what he wanted was islah, reform of the ummah of his grandfather. And the two of the most important principles were highlighted by Imam. He wanted to enjoin what is right and to forbid what is wrong, and to return the ummah to the way of his grandfather and his father, Ali ibn Abi Talib. But brothers and sisters, this struggle requires that we make an effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allaha la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi'anfusihim." So therefore, our preparation, brothers and sisters, is necessary. And we were reflecting that the revolution must begin with the revolution of the self. The Quran says in Surah Shams, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. About the soul and he who fashioned it and inspired it with knowledge of its corruption and knowledge of its piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is indeed successful who causes his soul to grow, but he is indeed a failure who stunts its growth. Therefore, we have to embark on the process of growth for our souls. We are not just bodies that we have to feed. We have to feed our souls and bring about a process of tazkiyah. Qad aflaha man zakkaha. This process is also referred to in the hadith of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Huwalladhi ba'atha fil ummiyyina rasulan minhum yatlu 'alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ." Here it is, and again we see here, brothers and sisters, the divine authority that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who raises. He raised among the Umayyin people a Rasul from among them, who will read to them the scripture, يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمُ الْكِتَابَ, and he will purify them, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. He will purify them and he will teach them the book and the wisdom.
Asim began life with plenty triumph to make something of his time here. He could all but see future destiny, his wishes and dreams in this world. But the atmosphere turned tense.
Your communications and teach them the book and the wisdom and purify them. Surely you are the mighty, the wise. In this ayah, Prophet Ibrahim prayed for the same things But the order was changed by Allah in responding to his dua. In Surah Jumu'ah, we see that Yuzakihim came before, because purification is a requirement prior to our knowledge of the book and the hikmah. Without the purification taking place before, it would be useless. It's like you cannot put clean milk into a dirty glass. You have to purify the glass first and make that receptacle pure. Then you can move towards ilm and hikmah. So, brothers and sisters, we see that the Quran identifies this process of tazkiyah in different stages. We pass through the stage that is referred to in Surah Yusuf. Inna an-nafsa al-ammara, inna an-nafsa la-ammaratun bis-su' illa ma rahima rabbi. Surah Yusuf, verse number 53, mentions that surely the soul invites to evil except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, is merciful, provides mercy to. This, brothers and sisters, is the state of the soul in which we are totally open to our desires and our shahwat. The soul can then move to a level of nafs al-lawama, as referred to in Surah Qiyamah, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. And finally, the level referred to in Surah Fajr, chapter 89, verse 27, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ إِرْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكِ رَضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. This nafs al-lawama, the self-accusing soul, is the stage where we have a chance of moving from the level of total submission and subjection to our desires, whereby our desires become our God, and moving to the level of the highest station. And this is the struggle that we have to be engaged in on a constant basis in our lives. So therefore, brothers and sisters, we have to know that true love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam cannot be based on emotions only. We are given a practical example of love in the Quran. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. This ayah, the Rasul is instructed to tell his followers, if you love Allah, then obey me. So their love must be transferred into something practical. So our love has to manifest itself in something that is meaningful, practical obedience to Allah and by extension to the Rasul, because we are exhorted that we have to obey Allah and the Rasul and the Ulil Amr. So our love must be translated into what is practical and meaningful in terms of our obedience for us to move along the stations and the ladder of climbing our spirituality. We have to learn from the example of the people of Kufa, brothers and sisters. And this was not the first time for them, because they did it before. More than once. They did it in the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, when they deserted after being bribed by Muawiyah. They deserted in the time of Imam Hassan, when the same thing happened and they deserted their Imam. And now in the time of Imam Hussein, 18,000 of them wrote letters saying, we want you to be our Imam. Come and lead us. And Imam Hussein moves to lead these people, as the poet said, قلوبكم معكم وسيوفهم عليكم.
How can I live my life through? Oh my Father, where are you? How can I live my life through? You went away, and since that day, how can I live my life through? I am Ruqayya.
Their hearts are with you, but their swords are against you. They had not gone through the full process in terms of their obedience to Imam Hussein. It remained at the level of emotion only. And they did not carry it to the point of obedience. They did not carry it to the point where when they were asked to make a sacrifice for your love, give up something because of your love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his representative, the Imam of the age, they failed. Because their souls was still at the level of desire for this world. So they chose the world instead of the Imam. Brothers and sisters, we in our own daily lives, in our own Karbala and in our own Ashura, we will be challenged. Let us not believe that we will not be challenged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah 29, the spider, Al-Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يَدْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they will just say that they believe and they will not be tried and tested? No. Allah says, we tested those before you and we will test you so that we might know those who are sincere. So in whatever way, whatever stage that we are reached in the process of Islamization, whether it is at the stage of just us dealing with ourselves, whether it is at the stage of us just dealing with our families, whether it is at the stage of us just dealing with our community, or whether we have been able, by the mercy of Allah, to establish Islam in a society, the process does not stop. The process of struggle does not stop for us to be able to maintain that victory over the shaitan. He is going to keep coming and not going to stop. So, brothers and sisters, we have to climb to the highest stage of worship so that it is a permanent state. Because Ma'asum guided us to the three different levels, the three different categories of worship. He mentioned that there is a worship out of fear for Allah's chastisement. And he described this as the worship of slaves. Because a slave is afraid of the whip of punishment. So that they respond by obedience because of fear. Then he mentioned the worship that is done out of seeking Allah's reward. And he said, he described this as the worship of traders. Because we can do things just for seeking the reward. We can cry just because that we are told that there is a reward for those who cry. And some traditions mention even if it is not genuine, even if it is just faking. Doesn't mean that we do not have to have the emotion, but the emotion must go along with that sincerity. It is not just out of seeking reward. Many things we do, we'll just do for the barakah. It is a selfish reason. And it doesn't make us do something wrong. But we have to strive for the highest level, which was described by Ma'asum again as the worship of those who purely seek the pleasure of Allah. And he described this as the worship of free men. We, brothers and sisters, have to strive to reach that kind of level, that kind of standard, which was demonstrated by the Ma'sumin. And we saw an example in the history of Karbala of an individual who he passed through these stages in his life. This was a military man, Hur bin Yazid al-Riyahi. This was a man who was a professional soldier, a career soldier, and he was carrying out his duty to his leaders.